time for the Friday edition of Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
And now, the end is near.
And so a little Frank Sinatra for our lady, Carol Daniels.
Man, I jumped in the car yesterday, started her up. Of course, it's on KMOX.
Right.
And they said Carol Daniels announced that she's retiring. And I got all teary-eyed.
What are you doing, Carol? Why are you leaving? What, do you want to go have a life?
Because I can, and because I want to. And I'm 61, which is...
Young.
You say that.
I do say that.
It is young, and that's even a greater reason, because I still have healthy years. I still have time.
Yeah.
And watching my parents, as many know, I've talked about my mother's dementia.
Right.
We moved my parents here during the pandemic, and so now they live like 10 minutes from my house. And and I told Beth, our news director, she said, what are you going to do? What's the first thing you're going to do? And I said, I'm going to go do my mother's hair.
Mm. Hey, now.
I'm going to do my mother's hair so I can spend more time with them. But seeing them, my dad he turned 92 this week. My mother's 87. Seeing their health change as we watch our parents, this happens. It put me in a position to think I want to be there for them in a greater way. And I want to be there for them at a time that I can.
Yeah.
That I can. And and then, you know, the boys, we had, you know, the empty nester times two.
Well, and we've lived your children's birth until adulthood right here on KMOX.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, we've gone through miscarriages together, and we've gone through the boys, because they were all born, let me see, six. One was born in the morning, and one was born in the afternoon. One was born in the morning drive, and one was born in afternoon drive.
Not the same. Not the same day, though.
They're 4 years apart in age. So this is all that they've known of my life. They've known their mother to be on KMOX, and they've gone to, I don't know how many KMOX events. And so people have watched them.
How many years for you here?
Monday, this coming Monday, will be 28. April 17th is my 28th.
So I have one and only one distinction here at the Voice of St. Louis.
Which is?
I have known Carol Daniels longer than anyone at this station.
How is that the case?
Because
31 years ago, I was running for Secretary of State, and they campaign booked me on the Talk of Cape show on a morning drive.
KZIM in Cape Girardeau.
KZIM. And I was in Cape Girardeau, and I walked in the studio, and they introduced me to the host of the show, Carol Daniels.
Wow.
And she interviewed me, and it was a great interview, as I recall. It's a long time ago. But you were very gracious and very kind, yet tough. I mean, you asked real questions, you know, and you don't get that from a lot of these small town radio stations. I mean, Carol Daniels actually
did my research.
Yes, and asked some challenging questions, and it was a great interview. And so I knew Carol Daniels, you know, years before she came here to KMOX.
So I was a KMOX fanboy my whole life.
Yeah.
Because your dad and your mom.
My dad and my mom, and I came to the Great Forest Park Balloon Race. It's got to be over 16, 17 years ago. And the lady I was dating knew you, Virginia. She said, let's go meet Carol Daniels. I said, KMOX Carol Daniels? And she took me over to meet Carol Daniels, and I was so overwhelmed. And I, first of all, I don't believe that you're 60. That's why I thought you were retiring
61.
At four. So it was 61.
Yeah.
Where'd you start? Where was the first radio broadcast?
That's a very good question. Was in college. And I tell young people today, this is the industry that you need to graduate with a degree, should you go that route, with a resume, because it's possible. Not only just your internships, but it's possible to work and be making money in the industry while you are being educated in the industry. So my first job was it was either a country and western station in Jefferson City or the Missouri Net.
Yeah. Okay.
I was doing both at the same time at certain times, but I can't remember which I did first. But the Missouri Net, I wasn't on the air with Bob Priddy, legendary newsman in the state of Missouri.
Yeah, Bob Priddy.
Bob Priddy, yeah. I wasn't on the air there. I did Cardinal Baseball Countdowns.
Really?
And so the Missouri Net was the distributor for Cardinal Baseball. It may still be. I don't know this. And so when the affiliates would tune in for the pregame, we would have to get their clocks. They needed to get their clocks synchronized. So they would hear me say, 5, 4, 3, uh-huh. 2, 1, mark. That was my voice.
Wow. Carol Daniel with Cardinal, the countdown.
You can
get a job at Houston maybe with the Rockets.
I can do that. So that was one of the first jobs. The country station, I worked on the weekends and I would play a country music, the countdown for that week, which arrived in the mail on an album.
It had to be the worst part of your career, having to do country music.
I mean, no, not really. I mean, I was just thinking, I am at a microphone.
Right.
And I am getting paid, and I am a junior in college.
And she's spinning Chet Atkins records out there.
You played the whole first part of the show, and yeah. They were saying, coming in at number 9, you know. And then at the end, you pick the needle up, and I would do the weather for Central Missouri, flip the album, play commercials, flip the album, and then play the rest of the show.
Carol, are you a Missourian? You went to Mizzou Journalism School. Did you grow up in Missouri?
I did not go to Mizzou Journalism School. Let's clear this up. I was born in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri in 1962.
It's my ancestral homeland, Pulaski County, Missouri.
Pulaski County, yeah. That's where I was born. My father is retired Army, and I went to Mizzou for 2 years as a business major.
Okay.
I wasn't a journalism major. I went to Mizzou. I could not get past statistics.
Yeah. Get in line.
There were other classes I couldn't get past as well. And I tell this story that I partied at Mizzou, but I got serious at Lincoln University. And the people at Mizzou said, it's been great having you here, but we think it's time for you to go.
Yeah, we've all had that talk. Hancock's had it. I've had it.
Yeah, so I did not make it through Mizzou, but I went to Lincoln University. And my student number at Lincoln was something like 34667. My number at Mizzou was something like, 9800771. I mean, it was a much longer number.
Yes.
Because Mizzou was so big.
Right.
And the other thing I tell young people is there's so many colleges you've never heard of that are great for you.
Yeah.
So don't choose the biggest thing. Choose a small thing. If
right.
That's what you need. You need to know what
Get
you
in
need.
It. Yeah.
You got to know what you need. And I didn't know what I needed. And that's why I went to Mizzou. Because my three older brothers were ROTC. They're all retired colonels in the Air Force,
wow.
Army, and Marines, and they all went to ROTC at Mizzou. And so that's why I went to Mizzou, because my three older brothers were there.
Who hired you at KMOX?
That was Tom Langmeyer,
mm-hmm.
Who always, and probably still does this, even though he's not a program director today. He owns radio stations now. But driving through Cape Girardeau, he was going to Memphis. He was listening to KZIM and heard me at the time. And called the newsroom. I had just done a newscast. So you have to think about the God moment in that
yeah.
He could have tuned in 5 minutes later and missed me and not heard me because it was only a newscast once an hour. And called and said, we have a job. You don't know who I am. I'm Tom, program director, KMOX, St. Louis. We have a job. Would you like to apply? And I did. But the backstory is there had been another woman in the newsroom who had applied and was telling all of us,
oh, wow.
I'm out of here. I'm going to KMOX. I got that job. I am out of here, because she was from California.
Right.
And so I went home and I'm crying to my husband and I'm telling him, I know I'm better than she is and she's going to get this job and I just can't believe it. And he goes, well, why don't you apply? And I said, I can't. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Yeah, I was so emotional about it. And then like a week later, Tom heard me and called me.
Was Mr. Hyland still here at that time?
No, he was gone.
He was.
Yeah.
And so you started at KMOX. Did you have any idea 28 years later you'd still be the voice of St. Louis?
We thought we'll give it 5 years. And it was very hard in the beginning. I didn't necessarily feel like I fit or belonged. It was intimidating. It was very, very intimidating. You walked into a newsroom that was buzzing. It felt like there were 20 people and no one is stopping to say, ma'am, would you like to know how to operate the phones? I mean, you know, there was just, I determined from those early days that I was going to be, and I am generally a helpful person, but that I was going to be super helpful to everyone.
Because you are
I
that.
Well, sort of felt like I didn't get.
You're going to be missed, is all I can tell you.
Well, it's good.
You're such a fixture here.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I came here at 31.
Yeah.
I was 31 years of age, yeah. And I've been here 28 years. So my entire adult feels like my entire adult.
So when Hancock goes on his numerous vacations, you know, that we all chronicle here on KMOX, will you come in and sit with me and do the show when Hancock's out of town? No, you're done. You're hanging it up?
I do intend to teach.
Or is it all about me? You just don't want to be on the radio.
No, it's not about either of you. I would work with either of you. I love you guys. I intend to teach. I'll probably start writing again. I have a couple of books. One is written and another I would like to write.
Wow.
So I don't know that corporate will let me come back.
The great Carol Daniel. I'm a little torn up about it, but she's retiring from KMOX after 31 years. It has been a blessing.
28 years.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
It has been a blessing to work alongside you.
I appreciate
you. You're a
you.
True professional.
Well, thank you.
And a legend of KMOX.
No question. When we come back, Michael, Stacey Lynn Moore, CBS News reporter, we're going to talk about these leaked documents. That's around the corner on KMOX.
Regrets, I've had a few.